As a practitioner, minister, friend, I make short visits and keep lasting relationships. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, bringing you the thought for today. As a practitioner, minister, and friend, I make short visits and keep lasting relationships. I might even suggest as a human being, I make short visits and keep lasting relationships. You know, so often we think that we have to stay a long time to do things with people, to share with them, to say things with them. We have to stay a long time in their presence to give them information and to give them details. And that's really not true. That's really not true. As a practitioner, when someone contacts me and wants to talk about healing or wholeness or a blessing in their life, I say, what is it that you would like? And they say, well, I see my brother whole and perfect. And I say, well, fantastic. I see your brother whole and perfect too. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Oh, that's cold. Oh, that's short. Oh, that's not very good. Hey, you ask me, you say, Herb, can I go to the show? And I say, sure, go ahead. But I want to go to the show. Yeah, I said, go ahead. I really want to see that show. It's a wonderful show. It's full of all sorts of interesting things. I said, go ahead. But do you think I really should go? I said, it's up to you. You wanted to go. Go ahead. But you really think it's good for me? Do you really think that it'll be the kind of show that'll make me feel happy and good? Hey, I have no idea how you're going to respond to that show. Some people laugh their heads off. Some people cry. Some people do all sorts of different things at the show because they feel different attitudes about it, and they feel different ways of looking at things, you know? Now, just do whatever you want to do. You see, once you get the answer, you should flow with the answer. Will you speak your word of healing for my brother? Sure. I see your brother, John Paul Jones, whole and perfect right now. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Now, what more should a practitioner say? A practitioner speaks their word and boom, it's done. And you, as a practitioner, speak your word and boom, it's done. Now, what about a friend? What if a friend is in this conversation? What does a friend say? Well, theoretically, a friend should say the same thing. You say to the friend, oh, my brother, he's having such a hard time. Oh, he's having such a hard time. What is it you'd like for your brother? Well, I'd like him to be whole and perfect. All right. Then I see your brother whole and perfect. Well, isn't there anything more? What more do you want? Speak your word for truth and stay with it. Don't make it so complicated that you have to go around the barn and around the barn. Now, a minister is sort of a sick person, basically. What? A minister is a sick person and you create them? You ordain ministers? Yep. But I hope it's my desire not to ordain sick ministers. Now, a minister is theoretically a person who will talk with you. And you'll say, my brother is sick. Will you work with me on it? Sure. What would you like me to do? Well, I would like to understand why he's sick. Why does he continually get these migraine headaches? Why does he continually have this problem that makes him inadequate to go to work and he has to stay home and he doesn't earn enough money to take care of his family because of that? Why does he have it? Well, migraine headaches are caused by many things. They're caused by confusion in our life. They're caused by unhappiness with ourselves. They're caused by a lot of things. Now, the more we talk about what causes them, the more we're going to empower those things that cause them. Now, oh, it's wise for you to know what caused them. It's wise for you to know why you have migraine headaches and why you have these silly things. It's so wise for you to know that. Because then you can have nightmares about it. then you can think about it later on, and you can worry about it and worry about it and worry about it. But he's got to know why so he can change it. No, he doesn't have to know why so he can change it. All he has to do is desire to be whole and perfect. And he puts the cause in motion. I am now whole and perfect. He doesn't say this, whatever brought this problem to me is now released from my consciousness. Whatever, when he says, I am whole and perfect, that means he has released all of those things that made him sick or would make him sick, and he is now concentrating 100% on I am whole and perfect, and he is empowering I am whole and perfect. That's the only thing he needs to do. Now, our ministers like to counsel with people. Well, it's too bad that your brother is having this problem. It's too bad that these things are going wrong in his life. And now, the more you concentrate on them, the more you empower them, the more you do this, the more you do that. Garbage, garbage, garbage. We spend so much of our time in garbage. Now, just look at this scenario here. My brother is whole, yeah. My brother's got migraine headaches. What can I do? He's got a problem. I'm in the hole and perfect right away. And he's got problems. What can I do? And I'm your minister. And I say, well, I tell you, if you will say with me, my brother is whole and perfect, but first say, I am whole and perfect, meaning that you are whole and perfect. First say, I am whole and perfect. And then, because of your clear vision, you can say, my brother is whole and perfect, and see him that way. Now, you are the one who is making the change. Now, you can be the blessing in your brother's life. You can say he's whole and perfect. And in your world, he'll be whole and perfect. Now, do you want to have him see him whole and perfect? Then you tell him. You say, hey, John Paul Jones, you say, I am whole and perfect. Say, I'm whole and perfect. And you will never have these problems again because you're putting this cause of perfection into motion. Now, that's good. Now, you don't talk about why the problem is there or what the problem is or how you should negotiate with the problem. You merely say, I'm whole and perfect, and all which is the problem is away. All which is the problem has no legs to stand on, and it's not there. But now, this, as we said here in our statement, as a practitioner, minister, and friend, I make short visits and keep lasting relationships. I have a brother who was going through some problems, and I worked with him. And I said, Ray, you're whole and perfect. Ray, you're wonderful. Ray, you're great. Ray, you're fantastic. Well, Ray, who didn't like himself for some reason, he started liking me. He says, Herb, you're the only one in the family that loves me. You're the only one that cares about me. You're the only Ray, you're wonderful. Ray, you're fantastic. Ray, I see everything good. I never said anything about his problem. I didn't even know what his problem was. I didn't say anything about the difficulties he was having in any area. I didn't even know about it. All I said is, Ray, you're wonderful. And then I'd hang up. And I did this, dozens of times. Every time I'd call him, happy birthday, Ray. I see you whole and perfect. You're fantastic. I love you. And I'm sincere. I really mean that. I really mean that. And this is part of what the game is. You got to really mean what you're doing. And so it wasn't for but a few thousand years. It wasn't but a few years. And Ray and I were the best of buddies. We still are. And Ray began to give up his problem, whatever the problem was. And the problem was his attitude. It wasn't what he did or not do. It was his attitude about himself. And he started changing his attitude to saying, I'm a pretty nice guy. And he is, and he always was. But he didn't know it. But I kept saying, Ray, you're fantastic. Ray, you're wonderful. You see, he liked to go around saying he's fantastic, but he didn't believe it. And so I worked with him on believing it, but putting that cause in motion and believing it. And it wasn't long, and boom, there it happened. And then another little incident came up where he was unhappy with somebody else. And so I started delivering flowers from him to that somebody else, from me, not from him. And I did this, and I said, the flowers were appreciated so much. And he said, well, next time you go there, tell him I sent the flowers. And I said, wonderful, 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 you know. The ice is broken, and I did, and he got a telephone call. Hey, you're wonderful. I can eat you up. You're so fantastic. And, you know, it made his day. It made his life. But I couldn't do it. I merely was the delivery boy in that respect. And a short one, you know, keep your visits short and keep your relationships long-lasting. That is a perfect way to do it. And, you know, oh, can't you stay longer? Can't you stay longer? Nope. See ya. I'd go visit Ray. He lives off in another city far from here. And I'd go and make my tour of visiting my relatives. And so I'd go there, and I'd get there just after lunch so he wouldn't have to worry lunch for me. But I'd take him out to dinner. We'd have a nice dinner. And then after dinner, we'd sit and talk for a while. And then bedtime would come. And I'd roll out my sleeping bag on the floor in his living room. And I'd say, Ray, I'm probably going to be gone by the time you get up in the morning because you guys get up about 8, you know. And he says, that's okay. And I said, I had a great time and I always enjoy being here. He says, yeah, I know. And so at 4:30 in the morning when I usually get up, I got up and rolled up my sleeping bag and took all my stuff and put them in the car and drove away and off to my next destination. And about 7 o'clock, I stopped at some place and had some breakfast. And then I continued on to where I was going. But you see, keep them short. Now, he loves me, and I love him. You know, we're the best of brothers. But we don't need to make it long and drawn out. I went to visit my sister. And as I visited with my sister, she said, oh, Herbie, can't you stay longer? Herbie, you know, be a couple days here and, you know, do this. I said, hey, I love you and I love being here, but I got to make these calls. I got to get up and see Faith now. I got to go see Mark and I got to do this. I don't got to do anything, but it's just a way of letting them feel that I was happy to be there, but it wasn't so long as to make them tired of my presence or tired of my enthusiasm. You're holding perfect. You're holding perfect. You're fantastic. Oh, you're glorious. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. And, you know, this is what I do. And it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I go to visit my sister Marie in Wilmington, Delaware. And every time I go there, she says, can't you stay longer? Can't you stay longer? And what a nice thing to say to somebody, you know? Can't you stay longer? And I say, I have mountains to climb and rivers to swim. And I'm just glad I got a chance to come over and say howdy for a time once or twice a year with you, you know. And we're the best of brother and sister. We are the happiest with each other because we don't overburden each other with each other. And she knows I love her, and I know she loves me, and that's beautiful. But can everyone say that? You know, you can have, you live next door, and sometimes you visit too much. Or you live a long ways away, so when you go visit, you stay there for a week or so. Never stay more than a day or two. I mean, if you can't get said in a day or two what you really want to say, you really don't have much to say. You're trying to think it up. Just go there and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I think you're wonderful, and oh, it's so nice to hear all about what you're doing and your projects, and goody, 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 and goodbye. You know? That's what a practitioner does. That's what a minister should do. A minister should call at the house of each one of his practitioners, sure, them too. Each one of his congregation, and as he goes into the house, he should say, hi, how you doing? Oh, my husband's not home right now, but the kids are here, and I'm here, and just sit down, we'll have some coffee, and I say, well, how is everybody here, and how's everything going? Now, you don't have to make coffee, just sit here for a minute, and how's everything, and do you have everything you want, and is your life just filled with joy and happiness, and are you putting the cause in motion for being a super, super, super lady, and I can see you kids are fantastic, blah, 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 you know, and tell them how wonderful they are, you know, and then say, well, oh, you don't have to make any coffee. I've got a dozen more people I want to see this afternoon, and I want to tell them all how much I love them, just like I love you guys. You are so fantastic. You know, you make our church what it is, and thank you. And say, kids, could see you in Sunday school a little more if you want to. You know, we're going to have some new things in Sunday school, so you come on down and see what you've got. Okay, bye-bye. Love you. Bye. And bye, bye. And they say, bye, Pastor. Bye, bye, bye. You know, and they're glad I came, and they're glad I'm leaving, you know. And because I'm not in their normal lifestyle, and they're happy, and they're good, but that's what a minister should do. A minister should make his visits short, sweet, and snappy, you know, and say a few good things and tell them how wonderful they are and how much you love them, and then get the heck out of there. The same with them in making a sale. I'm as a real estate man, I told you. You go in, you make the sale, and you got them sign the contract, and get out of there. As long as you're around there, they think they can change their mind and so forth. Once you're away, they can still change their mind. But they don't think about changing their mind so much because they made a commitment. So get out of there and let that sale be consummated. So, as a practitioner, minister, friend, I make short visits and keep lasting relationships. And ain't love grand? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.